So welcome to another Talk Special with me, Jimmy Uribe, and Italian football expert, author and producer Giancarlo Rinaldi to discuss Liverpool's, well, at the time of talking, almost latest signing, who's potentially Italy's next great defender, Giovanni Leone. Thanks for joining us, Giancarlo.
And no problem at all. It's always a pleasure. It's becoming a bit of a habit to talk to people from English football about what jewel they're stealing away from Serie A next. So I'm getting quite used to it. But a nice player. If the deal, as you say, seems to be sort of 90% done as we speak, so certainly an interesting piece of business.
Yeah, well, I mean, let's get straight into it. The boy's better than Baresi, isn't he?
yeah, that's right. Yeah, Baresi and Maldini combined. Let's just go straight to the sort of ultimate superlatives. I mean, that's the thing. I think, in the world of football, in the sort of the ratings of great defenders, then I think Italy's the ultimate finishing school. It's like the university of defending, really, isn't it? You think back to older listeners remember Gentile, Scirea, Facchetti, these kind of players right up through to sort of present day Bastoni and the likes, just still does breed good defenders. And, without getting carried away, Leone does look like the next of that kind of, the next generation, if you will, of that kind of player, really imposing centre back. And I wouldn't say it's come out of nowhere, but it's really you're buying a future, I guess. If it's a kind of trying to get in before his value. I mean, his value is already high, but it's trying to pounce before the value goes sky high, because you're only really buying on about half a Serie A season, really. He didn't feature much for Parma in the first half of last season, but he did feature in the second half, and that did get both Inter and Milan very interested in him. Inter in particular were heavily rumoured to be on his trail. So you've beaten off the best of Italian competition, I guess. Maybe Juve fans would be a bit peeved to hear me say that, but you've beaten off certainly two of the biggest names